pretty girls are swimming in the sea. Oh, they look like sisters in the ocean. The boy will fill his pail with salted water, and the storms will blow.
That's Shay Zadravek with her version of Jesse Winchester's Biloxi. New to our radar, Shay is from Calgary, Alberta, and describes herself as a singer and occasionally a songwriter. She's been creating quite the buzz for her ability to interpret other people's songs, and after the success of her first EP, Norway, which included spine-tingling versions of Lilac Wine, made famous by Nina Simone and Elkie Brooks, and Chris Cuddy's Dear Elvis, She's just released a wonderful full-length covers album entitled Now and Then. To learn more about her music and the new album, we're pleased to welcome Shay Zadravec to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to be able to talk to you today.
Well, it's great to be here.
I got to say, you know, when I heard the first single, which was Windfall, which we're not going to be able to play on this episode, the Jay Farrah song, actually we've already played it on Folk Roots Radio, I was entranced, so much so that I had to hear the whole album, which has just been released. As I mentioned at the intro, the album is called Now and Then, and it's truly fabulous. And you know, what I really love is you have been blessed with an amazing singing voice, and I want to use that to steer this conversation, because I think when you started out, you actually started out more in ballet than, you know, as a vocalist, didn't you?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I spent about 10 years in dance, ballet, tap, and, you know, other forms of dance. But it wasn't until a little bit later on that I decided to get into singing. And I guess, well, I think about it now, and that's 10 years ago now that I started singing in front of people. It feels like yesterday, but...
Yeah, I'm sure from your point of view, it's like, yeah, well, you know, this is what I do now. But I'm intrigued. I mean, were you singing at all as a child? Because, you know, you have this voice that really brings something extra to these songs. We're going to talk about some of the songwriters you've covered in a moment. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious as to, you know, how you actually made the change. I mean, obviously, it's in the arts. And I think you did have a spell in musical theater, didn't you?
I did, yes. I remember singing, you know, right from a very early age, but I don't know how, but it kind of became a fear of mine to sing in front of people. I think the idea of being put on the spot and everyone goes quiet, there was something about it that really, really frightened me. And so once I got to high school, I was, you know, I was already dancing at that point, and I was used to being on stage, but dancing was a different feeling. And once I got to high school and I realized that, you know, I wanted to give it another shot, I wanted to try singing again because I saw all of these people around me doing the same thing. And I wanted to get over that fear. So that was my first introduction into singing in front of people again, was high school musicals. So I did that, and I think it helped me get over the fear that I had of being in front of people and speaking in front of people and singing. So I went from there, and it's felt better and better. I still from time to time get nervous like anyone else does, but I feel much more comfortable now.
So is there a family influence in the arts for you, you know, music and dance?
Definitely. My dad is a music lover. And I think of him as one of those people who, if he would have started music early on in his life, he probably would have been a musician. So any sort of interest that I had, or my sister had, or my brother had in the arts was very strongly encouraged by both my parents, both my mom and dad. And so anything we were drawn to, they wanted to nurture it as much as possible. And so when music became that thing that I grew interested in, he dug out all of his old mixtapes and things like that. So it was a lot of fun to kind of rediscover the music that he was interested in and that my mom has been interested in once I showed an interest in singing live.
You know, it's interesting you mention that, because I think we started off with Biloxi, the wonderful Jesse mm-hmm. Winchester song, which was on his first album, his self-titled album. But mm-hmm. Biloxi was a song I think your father was kind of enthusiastic for you to try and cover, wasn't he?
Yes, it was. That's always been one of his favorite songs. That's one of the few songs that I can remember him playing over and over and over again. He doesn't typically play the same song over and over again, you know, because he likes to move on to the next thing. But that one was always one of his favorites. And so I have performed it live before. And once we knew we were going to be going into the recording studio. We were picking songs. That was one that was on all of our lists to record. But I made a point of not telling my dad that we were recording it. So I left it as a surprise once everything was mixed.
Well, so how does he feel now that it's out there?
I think he's very happy. He doesn't hand out compliments quite easily, but he told me that when he listened to the rough mixes that I had given him to take a listen to, he said I might have almost cried. I might have, but he didn't. You know, that's about as close as he came to, you know, saying that he was really happy. So that was cute.
I'd like to jump back into the album just now and play another track. You know, I always have this mm-hmm. big debate in my mind when I'm doing an interview like this, especially with somebody new like yourself, the very much new to my radar. It's like, well, how many songs can I fit in? And mm-hmm. I was determined to fit four in. So I'd like to play your version of Skyway, which is the wonderful Paul Westerberg Replacements song. And, mm-hmm. you know, one of the things that strikes me about the album, we'll talk a little bit more about the songwriters on the album and on your previous EP, Norway, in a few moments. But, you know, one of the things I find interesting is that when you're bringing a female voice to a song that's been sung by a male, and I always, to me, that really allows you to bring out something a little different. And I'm just curious as to why Skyway was picked, because it is a beautiful song, and it's somewhat different, I think, as far as the Replacements are concerned, because they're, you know, they were more of a, I would say, more of a rowdy band, and, you know, mm-hmm. and a somewhat disheveled in the way that they sang and played. And this song yeah. definitely isn't that at all. And I was just wondering what appealed to you about it.
I think that was exactly what appealed to me, was the fact that they were this rowdy, hardcore band. And then all of a sudden, out of left field, there's this charming, beautiful, almost angelic song, and it's like, wow, where did that come from? So it spoke to me in that they're true artists. You know, they're not just painted into one corner. They're not just going to play hardcore punk rock or, you know, whatever it may be. They're you know. Obviously, they're artistic enough that they feel different things and they can put it into their music. So that's what appealed to me in that song.
And that certainly goes to what a great songwriter Paul Westerberg is, because, you know,
yes.
you know, and again, that was the thing that really blew me away when I received the first track, Windfall. I was looking, I said, oh, this looks interesting. And then I looked at other names and it's like, okay, we've got Jay Farrar, Jesse Winchester, mm-hmm. Paul Westerberg, Lynn Miles. Yeah. Ian Tyson, Roy Forbes, just goes down. It is phenomenal that, you know, the mm-hmm. the way that people have been picked. But let's listen to Skyway. This is Shay Zadravek with Skyway from her wonderful new album, Now and Then. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
You take the Skyway high above the busy little one way. In my stupid hat and gloves at night, I lie awake, wondering if I'll sleep. Wondering if we'll meet out in the street. But you take the Skyway. It don't move at all like a subway. It's got bombs when it's cold like any other place. It's warm up inside. I'm sitting down and waiting for a ride beneath the Skyway. Walking down that little one by the place I catch my ride most every day. There wasn't a damn thing I could do or say up in the skyway. The skyway. The skyway.
That's Shay Zadravec with Skyway from her new album. It's entitled Now and Then. It's a covers album, and it's her debut full-length album. And I got to say, I was completely blown away when I first heard this album. Shay Zadravec's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, chatting about her music and the record. Now, Shay, I want to talk to you about Joran Greene, because he is the producer of this album and also your previous EP that was entitled Norway. He is a musician from Norway. Yeah. I'm curious as to how you hooked up to work together. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. So this goes back a few years when I was in a recording studio in Calgary. I was laying down a demo track of a Chip Taylor song called I'll Carry For You. And my manager, Neil McGonigal, has been good friends with Chip for years. And there was this beautiful song that he'd written, I guess as a tribute to the Henderson sisters, Brooke and Brittany Henderson, who are pro golfers. And it was such a lovely song, and it really kind of gutted me, because I have a sister and a brother, and it was such a touching song. So Neil said, let's go into the studio and let's lay down a demo track, just you singing and playing your ukulele. So I did that, and he sent it off to Chip a little while later. And Chip, I guess he really enjoyed my version enough to send it to his producer, who it turned out was Joran Greene. And Joran is a fantastic musician. He has a great, great ear for music and what a song needs and what it doesn't need. So he put instrumentation on it just because he enjoyed my version, and sent it back. And I think he said, you know, are there any other songs that you have? So it turned out we made a small little EP just by me going into Airwave Studio here in Calgary and making demos by singing and playing my ukulele and sending it to Norway. And he would add instrumentation. So that was the connection there. That was how we first got into contact with Joran.
And, you know, I've got to say, Norway is fabulous too. In fact, I was sitting there this morning when I was, you know, listening to both albums, and I thought, you know, what would be cool? I know, you know, the music industry's changed. You know, everybody's streaming now. There's not as much emphasis on buying the record or buying the CD. But, you know, I thought, you know, what would be cool is to market them both together, because in some ways, Norway and Now and Then really do fit together. I mean, you know, I mentioned you've got Chris Cuddy on there. You've got the wonderful Lilac Wine that, you know, I'm a big Elkie Brooks fan from way back. So I was so excited you've got that on there. You've got Shelby Lynn on there as well. Plus your version of Chip Taylor's I'll Carry For You. And I thought, God, it would be just awesome to, you know, to put both these albums out there. You know, I was even thinking, oh, yeah, it would be perfect. You know, two wonderful vinyl LPs, buy them both together and savor them. But really, Now and Then, from your point of view, was just probably a natural progression, right? Into, you know, this is my full length album. I'm going to pick some more songs to include.
Yes, it was. When we did Norway, it was the way it came together was it was kind of a prolonged experience. You know, we didn't all sit in the studio and record all the tracks, you know, face to face. It took a little bit of time. So it was, you know, kind of a natural progression to go from doing that, which was lovely and amazing to see it come together that way. But then we decided, we're like, okay, so if we're going to make another album, let's do it the opposite. Let's have everyone in the room. Let's give ourselves a limited amount of time to record and play all these songs and do it kind of old school that way, you know, and that's what we did. So it, yeah, I think, and also, you know, the idea of Now and Then, that, you know, when I did Norway, that was the then, and this is the now. So I think they go hand in hand that way as well.
Yeah, no, that's great. So tell us a little bit about picking the tracks from the album, because I think some of them you picked, but I think also you had suggestions from Neil and others on mm-hmm. songs that would be good to include.
Yes, yeah. So songs like Skyway, I ended up finding that one a couple years back, and songs like The Whispering Wind, that was a song from my childhood that I remember singing along to. And but other songs like Windfall, that was Joran's pick. When we had approached him about producing this next album, he said, okay, well, you know, would you mind taking a listen to this song? And so we did, and I really, really enjoyed it. And it was a nice challenge for me because he insisted that I play guitar on it. And, you know, I'm a little bit nervous when it comes to singing and playing still. Playing guitar is still a little bit new to me. But he said, no, you got to play. So that was his pick, and it turned out great. And a song like Summer's Gone, that was Neil McGonigal's pick, because he is good friends with Ian Tyson. And he said, you know, this song is just heartbreaking. I think you should give it a try. So it was a combined effort.
And there are actually, I think, two Ian Tyson songs on the album. We're going to actually play Summer's Gone in a few moments, but there's also mm-hmm. Silver Bell on there, which is kind of a Christmas theme. I always, you know, sometimes I think we're a bit harsh that, you know, if mm-hmm. the word Christmas gets mentioned in a song, it instantly gets pushed to the end of the year. But
that's right,
the
yeah.
way it tends to go. And on Silver Bell, I think you actually duet with Ian, right?
Yes, I do. That was a surreal experience right there. It that song, it was, you know, when you think about Ian writing it, it's from a woman's perspective, and I think that's so great about him, is that he could write these brilliant songs not from a man's perspective, but from a woman's, and it's very, very empathetic. So we recorded it as a duet, and he actually put his vocal tracks on after I had recorded my parts, and it was quite a moving experience to watch him do that. So, yeah, it was very, very interesting.
And what about Summer's Gone? You know, because your version is beautiful, and, you know, one of the things I was doing this morning when I was getting ready for the interview is I would listen to your version of the song, and then I would go back and listen to the original and say, oh, you know, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But your version of Summer's Gone is really quite beautiful.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about making that one.
Yeah, that one, that is it's a very special song. And I was quite nervous to record that one. I wasn't entirely confident that I could do it justice. As he, I know Ian really likes that song. You know, I know that he always thought that was one of his best songs that he'd ever written. So when you hear that, you know, it's hard not to get inside your own head and think, wow, I better do a good job or he's not going to be happy. But it, what it actually reminded me of when I heard back the track that we laid down in the studio, it reminded me of Heart Like a Wheel.
Right.
You know, when mm-hmm. hearing Linda Ronstadt singing it in this beautiful falsetto and her vibrato, and then you hear this really lonesome violin part that was added on to my track by a great musician named Denis Dufresne here in Calgary. And I was like, wow, this is like Heart Like a Wheel. And after that, I was, you know, I think my nerves had been settled once I heard it back. And I'm like, no, I think this song really, really worked the way that we did it. And it was, yeah, it was heartbreaking and beautiful.
Let's listen to that just now. This is Shay Zadravic with her version of Ian Tyson's Summer's Gone from her fabulous new album, Now and Then. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Thank you.
gone, going gone. Pale moon in a raptor sky. Days as warm as a lover's kiss. Just before she says goodbye, cattle all hanging in the high country, like this was never going to end. Big white cowboy gonna bring 'em down. Summer's gone, goodbye. Southern sky. She hears our songs. She sees our tears. And she sends us no reply.
That's Shay Zadravec with Summer's Gone from her new album. It's entitled Now and Then. If you've been listening to this interview for the last 20 minutes or so, you'll know that I just love this album. It's truly fabulous. It's a covers album. And, you know, it's actually the first full length from Shay Zadravec, who is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. Which raises a question, Shay. You describe yourself as a singer and occasionally a songwriter. Does that mean that you maybe have one or two songs of your own that you'll bring out on future albums?
I do have a couple of songs. The first one that I wrote, it was I wrote it on my little ukulele, and I wrote it as more of a joke song, and I didn't want it to be taken too seriously. So that's one that I allow to pop up occasionally in some of my live shows. And I co-wrote one with my good friend Tim Leacock and Derek Pulliam. So there are a couple there that I'd like to see out into the open more often. And you know that I have ideas, but none that have really made their full form yet. So we'll see what the future has in store.
We'll talk about the future in a few moments. It certainly sounds exciting, but let's talk about live performance. Mm-hmm. We're living in these strange COVID times when unfortunately pretty much all live music is shut down. But let's talk about some of the shows you've done in the past, because I do want to give our audience a feel for what they're going to get when they come hear you sing. So tell us a little bit about your shows.
Well, my shows, I guess when I started off singing, this is going back a few years, I didn't play guitar. I was just singing, and the musicians that I was fortunate enough to play with and have accompany me, they were very accepting of that. But within the last couple years, when I decided I'm going to put an effort into playing guitar, I was able to get some really, really great opening slots for musicians like Roy Forbes, David Francie, and 2 years ago I was able to do a really, really interesting tour opening for Il Divo, and that was a very interesting experience because, those were some of the bigger stages that I've ever played on, and I was terrified, but I also felt really, really, really great about how it was turning out. And I was, accompanied by my good friend Tim Leacock on lead guitar and harmony vocals. And I think now within the last 2-3 years, I've started to figure out just how I like to present music on stage, with, still being able to sing the song that I like and being able to play guitar, just play a solid rhythm and be confident in doing that. So lots of my shows are still very stripped down with, two, maybe three other musicians on stage with me, but still very, very tame, very calm, and about vocals.
Do you actually find that your live performance is a great place to try out new songs? I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, although, you've developing your career as an interpreter, a really great interpreter of other people's songs, in some ways you could look and say, well, that's, it's a bit limiting because, she's not showing that much of her own songwriting. At the same time, you've got this huge realm of music that you can dip into. And, I could imagine you, going even further back, you've got songs from the 70s. I could imagine you dipping way back to, the 40s before. I mean, are these things that you think about, looking at other songs that you might want to create the Shay Zadravek version of?
Oh, absolutely. I fancy myself as being a crooner, so to speak. So I have it in my head that at some point I would love to be, surrounded by a big band and doing these beautiful jazz standards and big band material. And I have many plans for that. So I think in being an interpreter, it actually has freed me up to have a broader selection of material. So I don't really feel limited in any way. The only thing I feel limited by is maybe my lack in guitar ability right now. But that's okay, because that's something that you kind of get better at as you go, and you learn along the way with the people that you're playing with. But being able to pick and choose songs from whichever genre, whichever era, whichever singers, whomever they may be, it is very freeing that way. So I have many, many options.
Well, and I think also the fact that the songs that you've picked so far, I mean, they're excellent songwriters, but they're, you're not, I mean, I a little hesitant to say this, but I was actually pleased there wasn't a version of Hallelujah on this album. Not that I'm sure you don't sing a wonderful version, but that's a fabulous song that almost is getting overcovered now. And it's just refreshing to have people say, well, look, what about my version of this song? That I find really exciting.
Yes, I think, with songs like Hallelujah, it's such a brilliant song. And yes, there are so many great vocalists who have done versions of it. But I think there comes a point where a song has found its sweet spot. It's been covered and it's been done. And you know, there comes a point where maybe it's time to move on and say, okay, maybe there's another hidden gem out there that nobody's heard yet that has the exact same potential. So I think in finding a new selection of material, it like you said, it's a bit refreshing, and it gives other songwriters a chance to have their art out into the world.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very excited for you, and I can't wait to see you on a big stage with, you know, I just imagine a wonderful slideshow or something else going on, you know, a la Diana Krall or something like that. I know, yes. You don't play piano, but, you know, it's, I just think that would be the most awesome thing. Let's talk a little bit about the future. I mean, you've probably, you know, you're not going to get to play too many shows in, yes. You know, in the current time. I think you actually played a garden show or last night or something. Is that right?
Yes, I did. I think right now with what COVID has presented, the only way that musicians and singers have been able to get any kind of make any kind of go at music this year is just by being outside. You know, so I mean, and that's great. There's actually a really refreshing thing about being outside and singing out into the open. It feels great. So I did that last night, and I've done that quite a bit throughout the summer. But you know, I'm very, very hesitant to try and make a go of it indoors just yet, because I would, you know, I would hate to see someone get sick, or you know, I think it's going to be a tough road. But all the musicians that I know, we've all kind of done our best to make it work when the weather is nice. So
right.
That's about all we can do.
No, and I think that's definitely the right approach. Obviously, as soon as things start to improve, you'll have the opportunity to get out on the road with this album. Do you foresee that maybe you might end up, you know, putting out some more material before you actually get out to really start to perform again?
Another album?
Yeah, another album, another EP. And I know a lot of people, you know, are starting to put out music more frequently.
Mm-hmm, yes.
You know, to try and make sure that there's new stuff getting out there. And it's not for me to sit here and say, oh, I wouldn't mind hearing some more holiday singles from Shay Zadravek.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just wonder as to whether that's, you know, because you are an interpreter, whether you think, oh, yeah, I should really, you know, think about doing some more while I'm waiting to mm-hmm. get out on the road.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think for me, I don't necessarily have any plans to get back into the studio and record just yet. I think for me, what I have done, I've tapped into the live streaming circuit just a little bit. That's a bizarre world in and of itself, but that way it allows me to play songs that I haven't recorded yet and songs that I haven't even tried playing live anywhere. So I, you know, in a sense, there are some new songs there that people can get a chance to listen to. But I think for right now, I think with Now and Then, we're going to continue to promote all of those songs as much as we can without, you know, driving people nuts and in the next year. And hopefully kind of allow it to grow and expand naturally, you know, with whatever that means in the next 6 months or so. But I think I'm planning on sitting tight, and you know, if the opportunity does come up where it's like, okay, great, let's maybe get in and record a single just this once, I'm open to it. But no plans just yet.
No, that's great. Well, look, it's been absolutely fabulous to talk to you. Again,
thank you.
For everybody listening to this interview, both Norway as the EP and Now and Then are truly fabulous. I encourage you to get out and get them. And, you know, I would encourage you to buy them. You know, go to Shay's website, follow the links, buy the albums, because you're going to do a lot more for an artist than just streaming their music mm-hmm. in these current strange times. We're going to finish today. Oh, I should just remember, if you want to check out Shay Zadravek online, go to shayzadravek.com. We're going to finish with Lynn Miles, another, I mean, fabulous singer-songwriter, Canadian as well, of course. We're going to play her your version of her song, Night Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful song. Tell us what attracted you to this one.
This one. When I first heard it, I was intrigued just because I realized that she was writing this song about being out on the road as a musician, and it kind of clicked for me that this is what I want to do. I want to be a musician. I want to be traveling from town to town. But I had forgotten that there's maybe a less glamorous side to it. You know, it's great having this idea that you can perform and be in new places and, you know, live the high lives, but there's a little bit of gloom, I think, that surrounds it. You know, you're driving late at night and maybe your car is on the verge of breaking down and you don't know when you're gonna get home. So I was totally drawn in by the reality of it. So that's why I think I was drawn to that song.
Perfect way to finish. This is Shay Zadravec with Night Drive from her wonderful new album, Now and Then. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Shay, I really want to thank you for spending the time with us today. The album is brilliant, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you so much, Jan. It's been a great, great time chatting.
I'm taking a night drive. I think I'm losing my nerve on every simple straightaway, on every slinky curve. I need somebody to take the wheel, navigate for a while. Tell me how brave I've been, and try to make me smile. Oh, and I need something for the shakes. I need to fix the brakes. I need a road to take me home that's straight and true. I need to lay my burdens down in an understanding town, but most of all, I need someone to talk to. I've seen too many bloody wrecks, too many broken down cars. I know highways aren't lonesome, people are. Sad little gypsies, I am one of them now. And I know that when I get back home, I'm probably gonna turn around. Oh, and I need something for the shakes. I need to fix the brakes. I need a road to take me home that's straight and true. I need to lay my burdens down in an understanding town, but most of all, I need someone to talk to. Just a little old Volkswagen, and it feels like I've got 18 wheels in tow. There's always somebody trying to race, somebody trying to pass me by. Always somebody in my way, somebody trying to make me cry. Oh, and I need something for the shakes. I need to fix the brakes. I need a road to take me home that's straight and true. I need to lay my burdens down in an understanding town, but most of all, I need some.